Welcome to my secret hiding location. I frankly have no idea how they are going to find me. Good luck.
Welcome to Hide and Seek Across Japan. We're the Seekers, we're in Tokyo, and Ben is...
Where am I, you ask? That's the whole show. We're playing hide and seek, and so you don't know where I am.
Welcome to our six-day game of hide and seek across Japan. The goal of this game is simple. Hide for as long as you can without being found. Right now, Adam and I are starting in Tokyo as the Seekers, while the first hider, Ben, had 3.5 hours to find a hiding spot somewhere else in the country. In order to find him, we'll have to piece together information about his location using these 62 questions in our giant question menu. Ben has to answer these questions truthfully, but in exchange, he'll get to draw cards from the hider deck, giving him big advantages like time bonuses or curses that can slow the seekers down. Once we find Ben, positions will rotate, and it will be someone else's turn to hide. After the end of 6 days, the player with the longest single hiding run wins. We'll go over all the nitty-gritty rules later. For now, Ben's clock is ticking, so Adam and I need to figure out what to ask so we can start moving in Ben's direction.
Okay. Here is our map. You, the audience, are seeing a digital version of the map. So, Sam, the bad news is that I think that from Tokyo Station, you can get further in 3.5 hours than from any other place in the world. So I sort of think the first thing we need to do is make sure that he's not just, like, somewhere in the greater Tokyo area.
Well, I think the 1-2 punch that we would want is confirm he's not in the Tokyo metro area, yeah. And then we need a direction.
Okay, so now that we've got our strategy, we need to start asking some questions. In this game, our questions are broken into 6 simple tools. Matching questions allow us to check whether something about our location is the same or different from Ben's. Like, is his prefecture the same as ours? Is his nearest major city the same as ours? Things like that. Measuring questions are similar, but they allow us to check whether something is closer to or further from Ben than it is from us. Like, is he closer to a Shinkansen line? That's the bullet train, by the way. Is he closer to a coastline? Etc. The thermometer, a new tool in this version of Hide and Seek, allows us to ask whether we're getting hotter or colder to Ben's location after we've traveled a certain distance. The radar can check whether Ben is or isn't within a certain distance of us, and photo questions allow us to ask Ben for a photo of something, like a bridge or the tallest mountain he can see. Finally, we've got tentacles, a new tool for dealing with dense metro areas that we'll get into once it's relevant. The point is, there are a lot of different ways we can approach this, but we've got to do it quickly.
I'm a little bit tempted, Sam, to plop down a 50-mile radar.
Okay, so 50 miles gets us to, like, Odawara.
That would be this. 100 would be a decent bit further. I don't hate 100.
I mean, 100 for us would confirm that he is, like, he has definitely Shinkansen'd his way out of here.
I agree with you.
Should we hit it?
Okay. Let's ask if he is within 100 miles of us.
So I'm allowed to wander around a little bit in my hiding zone. There's a sort of town nearby at the bottom of this mountain. So I'm going to go check that out because when I started climbing up this mountain, I was ignoring all kinds of signs that were translating like violent monkeys. The monkeys will try and attack you on sight. I'm going to be honest, I have been hearing monkeys. So I think that if I stay in here longer, I might be killed by monkeys.
Oh, slippery.
Oh, okay, we've got our first question. It is a 100-mile radar from Tokyo Station. And let me tell you, that's going to be a miss. I am not within 100 miles of Tokyo. So, let's go ahead and let him know.
Huh? It's a mess.
Okay. Well, so, he is not within 100 miles. So, let's measure that and mark it on the map.
A radar, which they've just asked, is worth 2 cards. So, that means that I get to look at the top 2 cards of the deck and draw one of them into my hand. So, the top 2 cards are going to be... a 5-minute bonus, and a discard 2, draw 3. Now, the 5-minute bonus, I mean, it is an extra 5 minutes, but I think ultimately down the line, the discard 2, draw 3 is going to be more useful. So we're going to go ahead and keep that. Pretty exciting. Oh, and I should mention, We're selling this. We've finally designed a version of Hide and Seek that can be played pretty much anywhere. You can get the Hider deck and all the other goodies you need to play this yourself wherever you are in the world. Do you have anything else to say? No, you should do that. You should buy this product, please.
Here is what I kind of think we should do. There are three Shinkansen lines that require going north and one requiring going south. I think we should head up north and then we can ask if we're hotter or colder. And what that would do is that would successfully draw us a line that totally cuts off this Shinkansen line that goes sort of west.
So we need to start that question now, basically.
We'll start it now and then we'll go and ask if we're hotter or colder.
Okay.
I think we should hop on a Shinkansen so that if we decide we want to keep going, we're already on the fastest train. This one? We just have to get a non-reserved car. Let's go ahead and step on it, Sam.
Yeah.
We've sort of learned from Ben's mistakes.
Little upset. I hear the monkeys. They're louder. I think they're getting closer. I do not want to die at the hand of a monkey. I know that this may not be politically correct, but I would fight a monkey if I had to fight it. Oh, what the fuck is that? Okay, let's go.
Goodbye, Tokyo.
All right, station.
Goodbye, Tokyo Station.
Okay, we have gone a half mile. Can you text?
Yeah. Now we will know which side of this line Ben is on. If we're hotter, right, that means we went the right way. He's up here. If we're colder, right, then we go that way.
There's a town right down there on the bottom of the mountain. I'm going to try and go down there. No, I can't deal with this. Okay, so it looks like they've just used the thermometer tool to go a half mile north and see if they've gotten hotter or colder. And let me tell you, they're hotter. They know that they need to go north. So the moves they're making, they make a lot of sense, but they still got a big area to cover. And let me tell you, the next move that they make is going to matter a lot.
Oh, Sam,
hotter.
We are hotter.
I'm really glad because the thing about this map is that well, this might be our hotter direction. This is geography's hotter direction.
Yes, it is less dense that way. Well, it's less dense the way we're going.
I mean, like the weather.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, it's going to be colder if we get up there.
That's true.
Well, we're hotter, which is great. It means we're going the right way.
Yeah.
Now, I think we'll continue up to Omiya. Then the question will be, do we stay on this line, which goes more like northwest? Or are we going to switch at Omiya and get on the Shinkansen that goes northeast?
Right. The Nyangata line, there's not a whole lot in that direction.
There's not.
Okay. Well, now that I have answered their thermometer question, I get to look at the next two cards. We've got Curse of the Impressionable Consumer and Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent. Wow. Okay, two curses.
So, just really quick, a note on how curses work. These are cards that Ben can keep in his hand and play against us when he thinks they'd be most advantageous. Both of these curses do something to slow us down. Curse of the Impressionable Consumer forces us to go buy something that we've seen in an advertisement before we can ask another question. And Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent allows Ben to send us off to a location of his choice and fetch him a souvenir. These are both quite useful, but they also both have casting costs that level the playing field. The first curse makes our next question free, and the second curse could potentially give away some hugely valuable information because the place Ben sends us needs to be further from him than our current location. In this game, choosing the right curses and casting them at the right time is a crucial part of Hider's strategy.
These are both pretty decent. So the Curse of the Impressionable Consumer basically means that they got to go out and they got to find an ad for something and they got to go buy it. That's going to be really easy to do in Tokyo. Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent basically just means that I can send them a half mile off on a little adventure at any time. So I think that I'm going to take that one. I think that I can use that to maybe screw them on a train later or something. Yeah. I think that that is, I think that's the one that I'm going to keep.
He didn't. Oh, he waved back. He waved back. He did?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, Sam, here is the deal with this.
We need to find Ben.
Well, yes. This is a big decision. Basically, I would really like for us to figure out which Shinkansen to take without having to actually take one to check.
Yeah, you want to see how long it takes to get between Niigata and Sendai?
Oh, God. We need to figure out how to slice this map properly. Do we want to just...
YOLO it.
Go to Shinshirakawa and ask if we're in the right region?
I kind of, like, I'm not against the idea of, like, just going significantly north.
But again, but as you said, if we're in Sendai and we have to get to Niigata...
Well, we're going to have to backtrack. We'd have to backtrack all the way, for sure.
There's got to be a better question to ask.
Okay. We've made it to town. I don't really know what they got going on here, but let's try and figure it out. I don't even know why I set up this shot. What are they doing? I seem to be correct. I think they've gotten off in Omiya. So they're going to hit me with a question soon. I do not know what it's going to be. But if they cannot figure out what line to go up, they could be putting themselves in a very risky situation. And let me tell you this, clock is ticking, boys. You know, for every minute that you can't figure out what to ask me, that's just more time for me.
You know what we should do? I know what we should do. Maybe if we go this way, we could do a hotter, colder here, and then that would totally cut that off. I'm just saying.
The problem is, like, we have to waste an hour that we will never get back.
Right, or, but we risk losing 3 hours.
Or we can make a judgment call.
My opinion is that we should reduce our risk right now because it's the one single run that wins it all.
Well,
so it's really bad to do high risk and then be wrong.
I think I'm fine with that. I'd also be fine with risky, but I agree that it is this early good to be risk averse. Okay. Yes, texting?
Yeah.
Folks, they've started a thermometer. Who cares? They don't know what's going on. They're done. Okay? They have no clue. I want to address something, okay? I need to address something. Before the game started, Adam was like, you should not wear that jumpsuit because it looks like the flag of Imperial Japan. And I was trying to do like a Where's Waldo thing, but I feel like I need to go on the record. I do not endorse that era of Japanese governance, okay? I do not like Imperial Japan. Emperor Hirohito, okay? I'm calling your ass out. You should not have done that stuff.
Windy.
Tram. All right.
All right. Sam, welcome to Hanagawa, I think. A place that is 5 miles west of Omiya. Let's ask Ben if we are hotter or colder.
Adam and Sam have finished their thermometer. I'm afraid it's colder. They did not go the right way, which is to say, am I off of the Niigata line? No, I'm not. I'm off of a different line. You still got a lot of map left to look. So, sorry.
All right.
You want to see the answer?
Yeah. Okay. Well.
So he's colder. What does that mean, Adam?
Well, it means that we probably should have gotten on that other train. But
I
it's good.
Told you. I'm just kidding.
It's good that we checked.
It is good that we checked.
Now we know.
Now we know.
So now we should just go back and do the other thing.
I just want to record the clip now for later where I say, I feel like Ben is here.
Look, if Ben is there, that's going to really suck for us.
Yeah, the one flaw with this plan is there are places where the fastest way to get them is through Niigata.
Yeah.
But are on the other side of our line because we just couldn't get a perfect angle. And that would be...
Well, I wouldn't love it.
For the audience's perspective, it would be hilarious.
It'd be very funny. All right.
Shall we get back on our train?
Yeah.
Let's run it back.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, it's another curse. Oh, my goodness. Curse of the ransom note.
Curse of the ransom note. The next question that the seekers ask must be composed of words and letters cut out of any printed material. Casting cost, spell out curse of the ransom note as a ransom note.
Or a 10-minute bonus. I mean, 10 guaranteed minutes. That's not nothing. Like, there are a lot of curses that probably cannot take 10 minutes. This is a tough one. I'm going to take Curse of the Ransom Note for now. I might discard it later because it's not a very powerful one, but I guess it's better to just have if I need it rather than a 10-minute bonus. So I'm going to take the curse. Either way, it's both pretty good options, and we're doing good. We're doing good, okay? Don't worry.
Okay, so this is our map. But the good news is that with the 3.5 hours that he had, he could not have gotten to the island of Hokkaido. So we can eliminate that.
What?
Meaning that he's somewhere on here.
Okay, so we have a pretty good transfer onto the fastest Shinkansen up to Sendai.
Yeah.
That gets us kind of in the center of what is left.
Yeah.
And Sendai is a big hub.
Yeah.
So I think that seems right.
I agree. One thing I think we should do now, though, is I would like to request a picture from Ben. It takes 15 minutes for him to answer.
Yeah.
So it's good for us to do it now while we aren't doing anything. Is he in a denser place? Is he in a really rural place? Like,
yeah.
Knowing that might be kind of useful. There's a few interesting pictures we could request.
We probably want the ones that have the highest likelihood of just, like, bleed over info, basically.
Yeah. I think that we should do 5 buildings.
Yeah.
Which has to include the bottom and up to 4 stories. That's going to give us, if you're in a rural place, you're going to show us quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I like 5 buildings.
Okay. Request photo of 5 buildings?
Sure.
All right.
Let's make Ben work.
Yeah.
It looks like Sam and Adam are heading back to Omiya Station, which makes sense. They are probably going to go get on the Shinkansen. Oh, okay. They've asked me a photo question. They want a photo of 5 buildings. See, the thing is, I really, to the best of my ability, want to avoid showing mountains, because that's going to give them a lot of information. I think there's a view. If I just make sure that I crop it below there where you can't see the mountains. Or maybe this. Okay, yeah, I think there's definitely an angle here where if you just, you're pointed away from the mountains, you can go boom, 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 boom. I think I can make this work. So I'm going to go ahead and take this picture and send it over to them.
All right, welcome back to Omiya, Sam. Ben has sent us a picture of 5 buildings.
Yeah, we have a relatively quick transfer, so let's just get on the train and then analyze it, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, quick reaction is small. Train.
Twain.
This train gotta go real fast. It's gonna go so fast.
Sort of one of the fastest trains around.
I don't think you understand how fast this train's about to go.
Okay, Sam, let's take a look at the picture that Ben sent us.
It's giving town.
There are multiple people out and about.
You know, the one thing I'm noticing, this,
yeah,
kind of looks like a tourist shop.
It,
because like,
yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he went somewhere modestly touristy because it like has a really cool thing.
Yeah, like if I were Ben, what I would do to find the location would be like prettiest small towns in Japan. You know, we're almost 3 hours in and we haven't been hit by a single curse yet.
It is somewhat frightening.
What he's might, probably might saving up.
Okay, so I provided them their photo, which means that I get to draw another card. Since it's just a photo, I don't get to look at the top cards or anything. I just have to draw one from the top, and that's the card I get. So, Curse of the Jammed Door.
Curse of the Jammed Door. For the next 3 hours, the Seekers must roll dice to pass through a doorway. Casting cost, discard a card.
That's a pretty fun one. I'm not sure where that'll be most useful, but I'll hold on to it. I got quite an arsenal cooking.
The train is going very fast.
The train is going really fast.
Wild, premature guess, but I do know from research that this coast is quite touristy.
Okay. Well, let me just throw something out. If we wanted to, we could ask him to send a picture of his biggest body of water, and if he is on the coast, that'd be a huge hint.
I mean, interpreting quite a lot from quite a little, but like, coastal town, you're going to want an ice cream vendor.
And now that's what I think.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, photo.
You sent the cover.
Oh. Okay, they've asked me for a photo of my largest body of water. I am almost certain that it is this river here. Let's go take a photo of the river. I don't know what they're trying to do with that, but maybe they're trying to figure out if I'm right on the ocean. The name of the game is just to take a picture with as little extra information as I can. Okay. I think I can get a good pick here that really doesn't say a whole lot. That doesn't say much.
No.
Okay. That is a...
It's a river.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's useless.
All right, well, there's another picture for them. It does mean I get to draw another card. All right. Hopefully, I get something good. Let's see. Oh, it's another curse.
Curse of the Lemon Phylactery. Before asking another question, the Seekers must each find a lemon and affix it to the outermost layer of their clothes or skin. Casting cost, discard a power-up.
I do like this curse. I want to put it on him. I want to hit him with it. You know, I want to hit him with it. I think that there's a very good chance that this will slow them down and annoy them greatly. And honestly, if they're on the Shinkansen right now and I put this on them, it means that they're not going to be able to ask me another question until they get off the train and go deal with this. So I am going to cast it. Now, the only problem is that in order to cast it, I have to discard a power-up, meaning I have to discard my discard two, draw three. That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and play that on them now.
We received a photo.
It's a curse.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, this means we can't do the thing where we ask a question while we're still on the train.
True.
That is smart. I have to give him that.
You, I think, are a very experienced affixing items to your body, player.
Well, we both have to do this.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so, well, Sam and Adam deal with strapping lemons to their bodies. I'm gonna go find some food. It seems like there's a couple restaurants in this little town, so let's see what there is to eat. So, hello. Do you want to know where I am? It turns out that this whole time I have been hiding in the snack zone. Today on the snack zone, we are going to be eating that tastes the way that being shot in the eye with a laser feels. Not only are we out here enjoying this thing, but we're cooking up some plans because I've still got three curses in my hand. So we've got Curse of the Ransom Note, makes Master Nice Question as a ransom note. Curse of the Jammed Door, prevents him from getting into buildings. Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent, sends them somewhere they don't want to go when they don't want to go there. It looks like they're taking the train all the way up to Sendai. They're going to get off the train in Sendai. Once they get off the train in Sendai, they're going to go have to attach lemons to themselves. So they're going to leave the train station. Then, boom, you hit them with Curse of the Jammed Door. Hopefully, you lock them out of the train station. Maybe they'll just be able to get right back in the train station, but hopefully you can at least delay them getting back in the train station. Then, here's where it gets good. Then, if we can identify what train they want to get on out of the station, that's when we hit them with the Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent. We wait until that train is about to leave, send them right back out of the station. I think that if I play my curses at the right time in Sendai, I can trap them there for quite a while, and hopefully prevent them from gaining any more information for a while.
Sam, welcome to Sendai.
Do you feel that?
It's not as hot.
It's a reasonable temperature here.
It's rules.
Thank you, Ben.
You ready to go find a lemon?
Yeah, let's go find a lemon.
All right, it looks like Sam and Adam have made it to Sendai. And they're probably out looking for lemons. As soon as they get those lemons attached, I am going to hit them with the jammed door curse. My hope is that it's going to make getting back into the train station a huge pain. Unless I could find lemons in the train station, which would be bad.
Whoa! Are there lemons here?
There are oranges. Unfortunately, those are
oranges, but no lemons. Oh, that's brutal. Well, the other thing is we have to go to more of a general store anyway to get tape.
True. Oh, that weather is amazing.
Oh, wow. This is incredible. Oh. All right, Sam. So the key here is we really need to attach these robustly, because if they fall off, it's an hour penalty.
My thinking here.
No, I disagree with that.
What?
Your arms are moving all around all the time.
Well, yeah, but like this is the thing you're going to pay most attention to. It's small. I think we can get a really good, strong fix.
Okay. You want that? I think that way is better.
Well, go slow and clean.
Okay.
Methodical. Oh, yeah. That's not going anywhere. Oh, you have hairier arms. It's going to suck more at the end for you.
Yeah.
You got to do the crisscross. The crisscross.
Yeah, no, I totally am with you on the crisscross. Yeah, no, that's quite secure. How long is it?
It's an hour. Easy.
No. No, it's just, it's at any point.
Oh, wait, really?
We have to keep it for the rest until we find Ben.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, it looks like they've got their lemons attached, so I'm going to hit them with the curse of the jammed door. I don't know if that's going to really do a whole lot, but it should at least slow them down a little bit.
So now I think that we want to ask a matching question. And we have been talking on the train. I think we want to do nearest Shinkansen line.
Great idea. However, we are once again cursed.
Wait, really?
Curse of the jammed door. For the next 3 hours, whenever the Seekers want to pass through a doorway into a building, business, train, or other vehicle, they must first roll 2 dice. If they do not roll 7 or higher, they cannot enter that space. Any given doorway can be reattempted after 15 minutes.
3 hours. Jeez, I'm starting a timer now.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's many hours.
We can still ask our question.
Yes.
Which is, if his nearest Shinkansen is the same as our nearest Shinkansen. So ours is this big green one. If the answer is yes, it's like, okay, yeah, he's in this area of the world. If the answer is no, I would say that that is bad news and means that he's either closest to this one, or he's in the hell area where he actually is over here.
I think he's in the hell area.
It's possible.
It'd be funniest. I mean, that seems like the kind of thing we'd write in the script.
So let's ask him that.
The next train to where I am leaves door station pretty soon. Okay, so they just asked me if their closest Shinkansen is the same as theirs or not. Now, it's not, because I am closer to the line that goes up to Yamagata. That's going to tell them a lot of information, and I think it's going to tell them to get on the train out of Sendai that I don't want them to get on. That train leaves in about 15 minutes, so I think that what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send them on a little vacation. And if I can time that quick enough, I should hopefully get them to miss that train.
The answer is no.
Fuck.
Which is a bit of a curveball.
Fuck. Okay. Okay. Well, hey, it's good we know that.
It is? I mean, all signs point to he's on that purple line. I mean, the thing is, we can't get to that line in an hour. We
yeah,
can
it's
jump.
Not it's not so bad.
Okay, for what it's worth, oh, we got another one.
Oh, God.
Curse of the mediocre travel agent. The Seekers must go to the hider's chosen location, spend at least 10 minutes there, and acquire a souvenir before asking another question. The location must be further from the Seekers than the hider.
What I was literally about to mention was that the next train across to the purple line leaves in like 10 minutes.
Great.
Well, let's get walking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome.
Okay. So now that I've answered that Shinkansen question, does mean that I get to look at the top three and draw another one. So hopefully I get something good in here. Okay. 10-minute bonus. Curse of the distant cuisine.
Curse of the distant cuisine. Find a restaurant within your zone that explicitly serves food from a specific foreign country. The Seekers must visit a restaurant serving food from a country that is equal or greater distance away before asking another question.
And curse of the drained brain.
Curse of the drained brain. Choose 3 questions in different categories. The Seekers cannot ask those questions for the rest of your run. Casting cost, discard your hand.
I don't know what to do. Okay. So between these three, 10-minute bonus, it's just not that big of a bonus. Curse of the distant cuisine, it's going to give them too much information. I don't want to tell them about any restaurants that are here. Curse of the drained brain, I do think I could use this in the end game, because I do think that I can eliminate 3 questions that would be really useful once they actually get here.
All right, we're almost at the stupid park.
Why are you already bad-mouthing the park?
No, I'm sure the park will be nice. All right, Sam, we have to enjoy a 10-minute vacation and find a souvenir. Wee! 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 Whee!
Look, I am not making this up. The monkeys are dastardly. So I've been looking for hiding spots for a little while now. I haven't really found anything perfect, but there are all of these really amazing temples here. They're really something. I mean, how cool is that? It's just, I think this whole area where I am right now with all these amazing temples, it's like too obvious, you know? I think, like, this is why people come here. So I need to find something really off the beaten path. Something that they're not going to just immediately sort of gravitate to. I think I'm going to keep looking.
Oh! Oh! Okay. Should we look for a souvenir? The thing is, there's so little litter here.
There's not a lot here. I mean, we could bring him a wonderful leaf. There's a little rock.
That is a rock.
You know, this is a nice gift.
Here's a bigger rock.
It does have a better shape. I do agree that this is a better rock. All right, I think we can do this rock.
So the second that our timer is done, we want to hit him with the radar, right?
What are you doing to
the 50-mile radar?
Peeling it. You're going to eat it?
I was peeling it for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting choice.
So we want to hit him with the 50-mile radar as soon as we're done, right?
I believe yes. Well, the nice thing is, given how much we've eliminated, if we hit him with the 50-mile radar and it's a hit, then that's actually a pretty small area.
And we probably want to take that line over to that line.
Yeah, probably. Oh, God. I knew it was going to be really sour. It was a lot more sour than I thought. Oh, geez. All right, well, our time is up.
All right, hit him with the radar quickly before he can curse us again.
All right, all right.
Let's go back to the station.
Tell you what, my lemon is itching.
Okay, so they've just hit me with 50-mile radar. So before I answer that, I'm going to hit him with the Curse the Drained Brain because my hand is empty right now, so I basically don't have to pay for this. It's kind of the perfect time to play it. So I'm going to get rid of Photo of the Tallest Building for my train station, the train service question where they can see if their train would stop at my station. Both of those are really going to help them figure out exactly what my station is, which I don't want them to do. And then I'm also going to get rid of the quarter mile radar because it's very useful in the end game. So those three, they cannot now ask.
Oh, Ben, what?
Curse of the Drained Brain. The Seekers cannot ask three questions of the Hider's Choice for the rest of the run.
He has banned three very useful questions.
For how long? For the rest of the run?
Yeah.
Who wrote that question?
It's tough.
But the 50-mile radar was a hit. I am within 50 miles of them. So they've got the map quite small now, which really emphasizes to me that I've gotta find a hiding spot.
Ooh, it's a hit.
Okay, that's good news.
Okay, so we probably want to jump over that line then, right?
Yeah, probably. The good news is we have him in a not that huge area.
Probably.
Now that I've answered their radar, I do get to at least look at the top two and draw one.
Ugh,
give me something good, please. Okay. Curse of the Unguided Tourist.
Curse of the Unguided Tourist. Send the Seekers an unzoomed Google Street View image from a street within 500 feet of where they are now. Without using the internet for research, they must find what you sent them in real life before they can use transportation or ask another question.
And a discard two, draw three. So Curse of the Unguided Tourist, that could be useful to basically prevent them from getting on a train again. Discard two, draw three. I just don't think that's going to be that useful to me now. So I'm going to keep this curse. And hopefully it can come in handy later.
Okay, Sam. So this is the entrance. Do you have it zoomed in so we'll be able to see the dot? I would hold it. I would maybe...
Where?
Is square?
Yep. Nice job, Adam. We can go in. That's not the last hurdle.
We can go in. We don't know if we can get on the train yet, but we can go in the station and roll for the train.
I found a giant bowl of soup. I don't know why. it's here, but maybe I could hide in the giant bowl of soup. What are Sam and Adam up to? Are they going on a train? Are they coming for me?
Which platform was it? Was it 3 or 4?
7.
Tiamagata, that's us?
I believe so.
Okay, then I need to roll the dice. All right. All right.
That's bad.
That's brutal.
Well, we've got more time to formulate a strategy.
It kind of looks like they're not on the train. No, they're still in Sendai, which either means that they have not yet figured out the line that they need to go on. I mean, I guess the other option is that maybe the curse of the jammed door locked them out of the train. It'd be pretty spicy. That's brutal.
Wow, this is really brutal. We need to figure out what the f*** to do here.
Huh?
We need to figure out what to do. Here's what I think we should do, Sam. While we have all this time, we could ask for a Strava map with the 6 turns, and we could try matching it to all.
I was going to mention Strava map. We know Strava map is useful.
Yeah, okay.
Look, Ben has gifted us with time.
Let's use it. Okay, so just to be clear, what we're going to ask for is he has to walk a half mile on Strava and make 6 turns and then send us a picture of that outline.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try to match it.
Let's do it.
To the streets on the map. Okay.
Shall I text?
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like I'm already kind of out of the way out here, but I'm going to keep looking around. I know that it might seem obvious that I should just go back up the mountain where the monkeys are, but it's like not that hard to find that place. There are not that many paths. It doesn't really branch off all that much. I actually don't think it would be that hard for them to find me if I went up that mountain. Look, it sounds like copium. It sounds like I'm scared of monkeys. I gotta be honest, I'm scared as hell of monkeys. Oh, I'm so scared of those monkeys, man. But I do think that I can find a perfect spot. I can find a place that they're just not going to go. Strava map. Really? Okay. They are going to try and match it up. And I guess there probably just aren't that many spots remaining that they could check. And so this is going to be a decent way of confirming. But we'll see.
While we wait, Adam, I'm looking into the kind of furthest extent he could have gotten in his time yesterday.
Yeah.
So he started at 3 p.m. and he had to be in his spot by 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So theoretically, he could have taken this 3 p.m. Shinkansen, but that terminated in Yamagata.
At what time?
5:46. So he would only have 45
minutes.
So this is really useful. So he needs somewhere within a 45-minute radius of Yamagata.
Well, let me see. So Shinjo.
He could not have gotten to Shinjo.
Could he have gotten any of the stops like before Shinjo?
Yes. He could have gotten as far as Higashine.
Higashine. Yeah, I see that.
So eliminate everything north.
Yeah. So that's good. So this is great. So we can exclude, if you're right, we can exclude all of this. So that means then, Sam, it's actually very limited. He could be on this part of this line that we're about to go on.
Mm-hmm.
He could be on this Shinkansen. He could be on this line, or he could be a little down here, but that's not a lot.
No. I mean,
that's quite limited.
This is going to help our Strava searching, I think.
Yeah. I think that with the Strava, we might be able to lock it in.
Okay. We're walking. We are walking. You know how we be. Ugh. I should have eaten something other than that melon thing.
We've come back to the end of the platform because we're about to get the Strava answer. Let's make sure that we have looked at all the lines because the transfers could exclude stuff that is unintuitive.
Yeah. What about the line that goes up from Yonezawa? Okay, no. So he couldn't have taken that line either.
So this line out of Yamagata, the transfer was after 6:30.
Okay, so that's eliminated. So I actually think he has to be either on the Shinkansen or on the line we're about to take.
Yeah. They're looking strong for
this is going better for us than we thought it was, honestly.
Almost uncomfortably so.
I actually think he is going to be on the line we're about to take. Mm. Because I don't think he would do a Shinkansen stop.
It would be weird to do a Shinkansen, but like, these towns are just like nothing.
I don't know, Sam. I mean, Yamadera?
That's exactly what I'm looking at, actually.
Because yeah.
It has a lot of tourist shops.
It has stuff. It's
definitely touristy.
I mean, I like the sound of Yamadera.
Walking. Well, that is Strava done. Whew. All right. Well, means I get to draw another card. Ooh. Okay. This card two, draw three. Not really that useful right now. Maybe later.
Okay, he has sent the Strava map.
That's an interesting shape. No, I mean, this Strava shape definitely changes my thinking about this line.
Ukunikawa. Doesn't match that at all. He's not in Takase.
Let's check Yama, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's it. That is,
Oh, that's it.
You see that?
Oh, yeah.
That is it.
Yamadera? Yeah.
Benjamin Doyle.
I believe that Benjamin Doyle is at Yamadera Station.
Your goose is cooked.
We've cooked your goose, Ben.
All right. Well, back to looking for a hiding spot. Just going to keep looking. And as soon as they start heading this way, I'll just have to pick.
Okay, so we know where he is.
Yes.
It's a very small town.
Well, let's say we believe we know where he is.
We know where he is. Adam, explain to me what your emotional well-being is going to be like if we are not allowed on this train and have to wait on this platform for another hour.
It's not going to be good. And the thing is, there's a really real chance that it happens. Like an almost 50% chance.
Yeah, and it'd be funny, so.
Well, yeah.
It'll be nice to pick these lemons off. I gotta tell you, I'm not feeling good about this dice roll.
No, me neither. Not at all.
No.
Do you want to do it?
I think you should do it. That way we can blame it on you.
Here it is. Yeah. You ready?
The doors are here.
Come on.
So nice up here.
It's like got hit with a wave of tranquility.
I think that this is a museum. Oh, I think it's a Basho museum. The famed poet. Oh. Wait, now that I'm Basho, I'm gonna write a haiku. Writing poetry is hard. Sam and Adam. I hope that you guys get stuck in and die forever.
Come on. Oh my God. Well?
When's the next one?
It's another hour. Hey, but good news, Adam.
The curse will be over by then.
I think so.
Awesome.
You wanna go look around?
Yeah.
Got another hour.
Here's an option. This bridge here is pretty out of the way. I've gone sort of down the road randomly. Like, I have not seen this bridge in all the time that I've been here. That's kind of tranquil. Now I'm going to keep going. You keep going. What are Sam and Adam up to? They should be on a train heading my way now. Oh my God, they're still in Sendai. They must have rolled bad again. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. That is brutal. Okay, well, I think I might go get some food then.
I bought you a sweet treat.
Oh, thank you. It's very thoughtful.
Let's go outside and try it. Welcome to this episode of Choo 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 Derailed.
Welcome to the snack zone.
No.
Today we're trying these sort of seemingly mochi coated strawberries.
I guess. $4.
I mean, that is luxurious.
Mm.
Ooh, things could not be going better. I do not know exactly what this is.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, that's delightful. Oh.
All right, let's finally take our stupid train.
Yeah, our curse clears with like 3 minutes to spare. We're actually pretty lucky with the timing.
Can you believe it, Sam? We're finally leaving Sendai.
It's been, I think, 4 hours?
It's been. Huh? You know, in that song, One Week. It's been.
All right. Well, it looks like Sam and Adam are on the move and they're heading towards me. Given how long they've had with that Strava map, I've got to just assume the worst and assume that they know exactly where I am and that they're coming straight for me. So here's the situation. I've been scouring every inch of my zone. It is tempting to want to go into the woods, but there are kind of three different trails that I could take. There's this one, but in order to get up there, you got to go through this temple, and that closes soon, so I can't do that. The same situation with this one. This is where I started the day, but you got to go through the cemetery to get there. The cemetery also does seem to close. I went up here to the trail by the Basho Museum, but that just seemed to be, the trail seemed to be closed. So I think that I kind of have no choice but to hide somewhere in town. So I've got about an hour before they get to me. I'm going to scope out the rest of town and just see if I can find a really good nook to hide in. Hopefully, I can buy myself some more time when they get here.
Yeah, we're getting into the mountains now, so it's getting more scenic.
Okay. Hello. I think that I may have found my hiding spot. I'm right here at the edge of my zone. There's this bridge right here. Right under there. And, well, I mean, first of all, this looks cool as hell. But also, bridges, all of these bridges that I've seen in this zone look pretty much identical. And so if they use photos to determine that I'm under a bridge, it's actually probably not going to be that helpful because there are quite a few bridges. And if they're checking all of them, this is going to be one of the last ones that they check. So I think that there's a very good chance that that will buy me a bunch of extra time. Let's go down there and scope it out. Yeah. Oh, I kind of love that. I think this might be my spot. I think I'm just going to post up here for now. If they get off my station and the end game starts, then good luck finding me. Gotta hope that I can buy myself some extra time.
Okay, this is nice.
Looks pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like a good spot. All right. Adam,
yeah.
We are going to arrive in like 6 minutes. So we need to decide when we're hitting him with what.
Yes. I think the second we get there, we need a picture approximately of his hiding location because the worst case scenario is he hits us with some curse and we need the ability to just search without a curse. The three smart options are photo of him, photo straight up, photo of the tallest thing you can see. If he's in the woods, he's in the woods. All the pictures will show the same thing, except for maybe the tallest thing, because maybe he can see like the shrine from the woods.
Yeah.
And then we can figure out what angle he's looking at it from.
Yeah.
So I think we go with that.
Yeah. Okay, let's try tall structure. What are the odds that we're just completely wrong?
Not zero.
Whew. All right. Well, it looks like Sam and Adam are almost here. Seeing as they haven't really asked any more questions, I figure that they probably figured out that I'm here. So I think they're going to be here momentarily and start searching for me. But you know what? I'm in my lane. I'm flourishing. I got my curses. I got my tracker. I got my snake. Oh, my God, it moved. Oh, my God, no.
All right, let's hope this is it. Do it in 5, 4, 3, 2.
We have everything ready?
1.
So okay.
Hit it.
Wow, the weather here is amazing. Yeah, I think we might be going up some stairs.
Yeah, now if you look in Google, it's like the famous 1,000 steps of wherever.
Yeah.
Or something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's up there for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Well, it would seem that they've arrived. And the end game has begun. They immediately went ahead and asked for a photo of the tallest building I can see. And the tallest building I can see is this bridge. So there you go. I'm going to send them the photo of the bridge in a minute. I guess that'll tell them something, but not that much.
Oh, this is it. This is it. This sign was in it.
Yeah, that wait, sign. Here, let me pull it up. Sam.
Yep.
All right. Well, we at least we know we're in the right place.
All right. Are these the stairs?
I mean, I have to believe that he's up the stupid stairs.
We should at least start climbing.
Yeah, we should start going up them. He'll send his picture soon.
Honestly, the very big brain move by Ben would be to not hide.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is, like, you know, immediately you think, oh, he's going to be
sure
up there. And then we walk all the way up there. Like, Ben's not here.
They're going up to, like, the temple. This is, in fact, exactly what I predicted, is that, like, the thing that this place is known for, which I can say it now, Yamadera. The thing that Yamadera is known for is the awesome temple they have at the top of the mountain. And it seems like Sam and Adam went right to the base of that big, long path. All right, let's go ahead and send them a photo of the bridge, and that will probably narrow down their search quite a bit, unless they can't tell that it's a bridge.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Okay, he's under the bridge. He's definitely under the bridge. Okay, let's go check the bridge. Like, okay, here, let's show.
There's that bridge.
Yeah, that one actually doesn't look right.
It doesn't look
right.
Because
this is, like, concrete.
Yeah.
But, like, he's definitely at the river.
Yeah, well, he could be underneath maybe that underpass. No, there's water.
He could also be on this side. Well, let's just go down to the bridge. I bet Adam really wants to make the catch happen soon.
Well, I want it to either happen soon or in a really long time. But probably soon.
I get to draw another card. Let's hope it's a good one. Curse of the Cairn.
Curse of the Cairn. You have one attempt to stack as many rocks on top of each other as you can in a freestanding tower. Once your tower falls, the seekers must construct a rock tower of the same number of rocks before asking another question.
Okay. I mean, I do have rocks here, but not really the kind of rocks that I need. So actually, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to discard these two curses because they're basically useless at this point, and I'm just going to draw three. And my goal at this point is just to draw into as many time bonuses as I can. Unless I can get a curse that I can play here, but there are sort of limited instances of those. Okay. A randomized question. A 30-minute bonus. So that's pretty good. And a 10-minute bonus. Not bad. That's exactly what I wanted to see. I don't know how useful the randomized question thing is going to be, but it's not going to hurt. I might be able to use it. I'm feeling pretty good. Let's see what they're up to.
We might have just walked right over Ben.
So it's not that bridge.
Well, unless this side looks different. Let's get on the bridge, and then we'll be able to see up and down.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, under here is brick.
Yeah.
So it's not that.
It's not that.
It doesn't feel like it's that, because it's like a flat wall.
I mean, there's a bridge down there.
Perhaps Sam and Adam will not fall into the same trap as last time, but Last time in hide and seek, as you remember, I hid under a slot.
In retrospect, I really should have picked a spot that I was willing to actually stay in for more than, like, 5 minutes.
And that was very intentional because I knew that they would ask me to send a picture. And it would be very clear that I was under a slide. And so instead of asking more questions and narrowing down the area, they just spent way too long trying to find this slide, which is just a huge waste of time. But I do think that Sam and Adam, they kind of lock in. And so they think they have enough to go off of. They're just going to go off of that, and they're not going to ask excess questions. But honestly, like, they shouldn't do that. They should just ask more questions. This is mostly a Sam thing. Adam might be arguing with him about this.
Let's just check the map to see where all the bridges are.
Just trying to see, like, do we want to confirm that he is on the river?
I mean, we see water.
I guess you're right. Because we could ask a question confirming it.
What?
We could compare our distance to a river.
I mean, like, we see water. I feel like there's probably something. I mean, really, we just need to go that way or we just need to go this way.
Okay.
I feel like.
Which one do we think is more likely?
I slightly think this way.
See, I kind of disagree. There's like that highway-looking thing made of concrete this way.
Okay.
I feel like the thing down there is not going to be like a road.
Uh-oh. They're coming my way. No, go check other bridges. Go check other bridges. Don't come this way. Go check the bridges on the other side. Go. Oh, no. Go away.
What? Look, the river gets all narrow here.
It splits into two. Like this bridge. I wonder if he's under this.
No, it's the wrong material.
Uh-oh.
Nope, you're going the wrong way. I'm going to check the wrong bridge again. They're going to check the wrong bridge again.
No, yeah.
I mean, it seems like the most likely candidate is the one downstream.
Okay. And there's no other bridges this way?
Not that I can tell within the zone.
This is what I'm saying. It's just like, I feel like it would be easier and faster to just ask me another question. You know, maybe I draw a good card, but probably I just draw some dumb bullshit that's not even going to help me. But instead, you're out here checking all the bridges on the Tachia River.
Oh, the other side's not the right material.
That's not promising.
Yeah, it's the wrong material.
There's another bridge further down. Oh, come on, babe.
This seems to be the last option, but at least the material's right.
No, it's brick again on the other end. We just have to keep going down.
Well, no, that's too far. It's out of
that's too far?
Yeah, there's definitely not another one in this way. I think. I'm sure we got this one. That's
where's
just
that one?
That's on the other branch.
Oh, we did this branch. It's completely on the other end.
Yeah.
That blows.
I mean, do we want to, like,
I think at this point we might need to ask a question. Well, here's what we can do. We could ask a half-mile radar from here, which would basically include half of the area because we're on
I guess we might as well. Because, like, we're not worried about more curses, right?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much cost.
Okay.
No? Yep. And there they go. They just asked for a half-mile radar. And it's like, look, you guys, you're going to have to ask more questions anyway. You shouldn't have gone and checked all those bridges. You should have just started asking questions. Now, I get to draw two more cards.
Is there water flowing under that?
There actually is.
Okay. This seems promising.
No, but very close. It's a miss anyway. Okay, I think we got it. Radar's a miss.
It's a miss?
I think we got to head to that.
Okay. Okay, well, that's not great.
Yeah, I mean, all signs point to that one bridge that we missed.
Okay.
Now I get to look at the top two cards and draw one of them. Well, there are some curses in here that I could get that could be quite good. It's a 10-minute bonus or it's Curse of the Gambler's Feet.
Curse of the Gambler's Feet. For the next hour, seekers must roll a die before they take any steps in any direction. Casting cost, roll a die. If it's an even number, this curse has no effect.
I do have to roll an even number in order to get it to work, but I'm going to try. I got my die. I'm going to get up close. We're going to make sure that we can see the die here. So I'm going to take one of these guys. And we need an odd number. Oh, that's a five. I am so, so sorry, Sam and Adam.
This is what I was talking about.
All right. Three, six. One, four.
All right, well, look. Sam and Adam are not moving fast, but let me tell you, they're at least moving the right way. Again, either way, it's going to take them a while to get here. So I'm still sitting pretty.
Three. This sucks.
I think we want to go this
way. One. Well, let's make sure we go the right way. Two. Five. Four. Five.
I bet someone's secretly loving.
As I look at the map and I watch Sam and Adam sort of slowly limp towards me, as I know that they are literally rolling dice every time they want to take steps, I'm reminded that this is a lot of fun. And you can, in fact, make your friends do this very same thing. At home, because you can buy it. Yeah, again, you can buy this game and you can play with your friends and you can make them roll dice a bunch of times and get really mad at you. You can't have that kind of fun on PlayStation 5.
Adam,
one,
say Jet Lag,
five.
The game hide and seek is a fun home game that people should want to play.
One, look,
should we include this curse?
I ultimately do think the curse is fun.
Yeah.
Four. Five, two, three, five. Two, two, one, five. Four, three, five, five. Three, three, one, four. Six, five, four, one. Six, four, five, six. One, looking promising. Two, one, four, five, four, one, one, two, three, six, one, four. I see him.
I found a small man.
Hi, Ben! Should we come down and meet you?
Hello.
Sorry, I know that I did a lot of annoying things. You got your lemons, though.
Yeah,
you got your lemons.
Did.
Nice.
Yeah,
give
it to him. Give
him,
so many
give him his souvenir.
Oh, yeah. Ben, here's your souvenir.
Oh, boy.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Whoa, that's littering.
The rock.
Okay.
Goodbye. Adam, good luck.
All right,
what's up? Where do you think he's going? Figure it out.
That way?
All right. This timing is not perfect, but frankly, it could be worse. Let's see what we can do. Alright, let's see if we can pull this. Alright, well, it took looking until the very last minute, but I finally found a hiding zone that I feel good about. And I'll see you tomorrow morning to show it to you. Good night.
Adam, where are you?
Well, you know, you'll find out soon. And you, actually, you could find out right now if you subscribe to Nebula, because the next episode of Jetlag the Game is up right now on Nebula. You could see exactly where I'm hiding. You could see if I get found or how long it takes. You could learn all that information right now by watching the next episode right now on Nebula.
Lots of quality. No, we can't see. We can't know. But there's lots of quality entertainment for you right now on Nebula, including we have a whole after show podcast exclusive to Nebula where we talk about the behind the scenes. We talk about all kinds of strategy stuff that we don't actually have time to talk about during the show. So if you really want to get into the nitty gritty of the episode, you listen to the layover.
Game design. We talk a lot about how we designed the game.
We talk about what we had for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk about really stupid stuff.
It's enthralling.
And that's not the only thing on Nebula. There actually are like way, way, way more other things. So in addition to there being, you know, a lot of your favorite YouTube creators also post their stuff on Nebula. It's often extended or early or ad-free or some combination
of
all of this. Oh, sorry. Well, it's always ad-free, but it's also often early and extended and sometimes a combination of all these things. But there are also a lot of Nebula originals, Nebula exclusives, things that are only on Nebula. There's actually a whole series that we made, The Getaway, a reality series that's sort of like The Mole or The Traitors, but we made everybody The Mole and they didn't realize they were all The Mole. That's fun. But other people have made things too. There are narrative films like Dracula's Ex-Girlfriend and Identities and Night of the Coconut. And there are documentaries such as ones that we've made, like The Colorado Problem. Boomers is a documentary that just came out, and that's a good one. Brian McManus made a whole series, Battle of Britain. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
I think what we're trying to say is that there's a lot of top quality original content made by, you know, kind of like indie creators and stuff. And, you know, it makes sense because it turns out the creators founded Nebula.
Whoa.
We were like, yo, what would it be like if we made a streaming site, but it was actually like cool and dope?
That was really cool, Sam.
And that was awesome how you did that.
And ethical and like pay the creators well and like not just making a cooking show for the 10 millionth time. Anyways, Nebula's good. That's the pitch. And you could check out why Nebula is so good for a discount for 40% off.
Ooh.
If you were to go to nebula.tv/jetlag. And here's the crazy thing. You know how in the show we take like a bajillion different trains and we fly to the foreign countries and we have to like buy food and
I remember all those sorts of things.
Every single dollar of that comes from our Nebula subscribers. This show is entirely funded by all our Nebula subscribers. And turns out that there's tens of thousands of people who have found it worthwhile, not just for early episodes, but also for all the other stuff on there. So go to nebula.tv/jetlag to check it out, sign up, and thank you in advance for your support.